Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for this week's Flashback Friday edition of Perfect 10!
Yay!
Now, my Flashback Friday quizzes contain our very best questions from our massive back catalogue of shows. So, can you finish the week with a Perfect 10 score? 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Today is the 19th of April, and it was on this day in 2005 that Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected to succeed Pope John Paul II, who died some 2 weeks earlier. Ratzinger took the name Benedict. He became Pope Benedict XVI, and he was the Pope until he became the first ever Pope to retire from the position in 2013. Now, I should tell you at this point that after today's episode, we're going to take a break for a few weeks, and then we'll be back with many more Perfect 10s to follow from there on in. So enjoy it. It's quiz time. Can you finish the week with a Perfect 10 score? It's time to find out, as here come your questions for this Flashback Friday edition of Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10, so let's get a point under that belt of yours. What is the capital of Australia? Nice easy one for Friday, I think. Or is it? Who knows? For question two on Flashback Friday, I like to test you with a classic hearsay question. So, can you figure out the famous phrase hidden in these sounds?
So let me see, I've got 50 chickens and they've all laid 3 eggs each, so that's an extra 150 chickens.
Stop! You can't make that assumption!
So what was it? Well, say what you hear, hearsay. It's a very famous phrase. Do you know what it is for a point? Question three is Carol lateral thinking, so consider this question very carefully. In darts, you only have one dart. So what is the lowest number score that you can't get with that one dart? If you picture a dartboard in your mind with a bit of relatively simple sums or maths, you might be able to come up with the right answer. So remember, with one dart, you can get 8 by hitting a double 4, for instance, or 21 by hitting a triple 7. So what is the lowest number score that you can't get with one dart? Moving on, and question four is our memory game. You're going to hear a short clip with lots of information packed in. What you need to do is remember as much as possible, because there will be a question at the end based on what you have just heard. Okay, get your brain boxes in gear, because here it comes. And today, we're ringside at the wrestling.
In the red corner, from the depths of the Maya Forest, weighing in at 85 kilos... the 3-time middleweight champion, it's the wild man, the untamable, El Tigre. And the challenger in the blue corner, weighing in at 90 kilos, in his first title fight since 2012, it's the devil himself, Diablo. One of these men will take home the golden belt, passed down from champion to champion for over 50 years. The other will leave in a cloud of humiliation and defeat. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I hope you were listening, because here comes your question. How much does El Tigre weigh? It was all in the clip, but can you recall the information you need to answer that question? Okay, questions 5, 6, and 7. The 3 Fs, frivolous, familiar, and fun. Here's question 5. Who released a movie, an album, and a single, all entitled Purple Rain? Obviously someone who loves the colour purple, but who was it? Moving on to question 6. It does exactly what it says on the tin. is the advertising slogan of which brand? Where have you heard that phrase before? Got the answer? If so, we move on to question 7. Which singing voice is pitched between a bass and a tenor? Any opera fans amongst the Perfect 10 family? Maybe even some opera singers. That'd be nice. If so, I think that would be an easy point for you. Is that Perfect 10 score in touching distance now? I hope so. For question 8, 2 in, 2 out, you'll need to swap and spell. Here is question 8. Which two letters can you change in the word rusty, R-U-S-T-Y, to make the name of a sport? Okay, ready for the next question. We call question 9, I know this, as the answer will be on the tip of your tongue. And if you can just apply some common sense, you'll get it right. Which is the only metal to be liquid at room temperature? And here we are at question 10 already, the final question of the day, the final question of the week. And I always finish Flashback Fridays with one of my favourite riddles. Here we go. What is always in front of you but can't be seen? And there you have it. Those are your questions for this fine Flashback Friday. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Let's find out. Here come the answers.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question 1 we started with, what is the capital of Australia? Well, I'm sure that a lot of you might have said Sydney or Melbourne, the two biggest cities, of course, in Australia, or even Brisbane. But the answer is Canberra. That's a classic pub quiz question. So next time it comes up, you can impress everyone with the right answer. Tell them you heard it here on Perfect 10. The capital of Australia is Canberra. Question 2 is our hearsay round. Today we were looking for a famous phrase.
So let me see, I've got 50 chickens and they've all laid 3 eggs each, so that's an extra 150 chickens.
Stop! You can't make that assumption!
And the correct phrase was, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Good advice to live by, in my opinion. Question 3 was my Carol lateral thinking question, and today we were playing darts. In darts, what is the lowest number score that you cannot get with one dart? And the answer is 23. You can get 21 by hitting treble 7. You can get 22 by hitting double 11, but it's impossible to score 23 with one dart. Question 4 was our memory question, where we had a ringside seat at a fictional wrestling match. Based on the clip, the question I asked was, how much does El Tigre weigh? And the answer in the clip was 85 kilograms. Question 5, and we're into the 3 Fs. Who released a movie, an album and a single, all entitled Purple Rain? The answer is the wonderful Prince. The movie made over $68 million at the box office, despite having a budget of just $7 million. The album spent a whopping 24 weeks at number 1 on the Billboard charts, and the single, Purple Rain, won an Oscar for the now-defunct category Best Original Song Score in 1984. Wow. Question 6. It does exactly what it says on the tin as the advertising slogan of which brand? And the answer is Ronseal. The slogan was introduced in 1994 and quickly became a commonly used phrase outside of the adverts. Question 7. Which singing voice is pitched between a bass and a tenor? And the answer is a baritone. Question 8, and it's the answer to today's 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters can you change in the word rusty to make the name of a sport? Well, change the letter S for a letter G and the letter T to a B to get the word rugby, R-U-G-B-Y. Question 9. Which is the only metal to be liquid at room temperature? And the answer is mercury. And finally, question 10, your Friday riddle. What is always in front of you but can't be seen? Quite a sneaky one, this one. The answer is the future. Ha ha. Well done. We have made it to the end of another Flashback Friday and another week of Perfect 10. Hopefully you're now feeling sharper and smarter than you did just a few short days ago. Remember, of course, that we're now off on a short break and we will be back very soon with many more Perfect 10s for you. In the meantime, please do remember to subscribe to our podcast and follow us across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of our episodes or any of our bonus visual questions. And if you would like to keep on quizzing over the weekend, please check out our Perfect 10 quiz book, because we know that people love playing it with their friends and their family. So please give it a go. So until next time, I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect weekend. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.